It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday. Day. John Lopez, Figgy, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Get involved with the program by texting in to the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610, where 3-4-6, like, wouldn't 9-4 lock you into the playoffs? I mean, likely?
Pretty much.
But, I mean, I was about to say, you never know what happens with the Colts, man.
They looking bad.
They
right
got a long
now,
way
man.
To go.
Yeah. I remember when we were sitting in the press box, like, ooh, what if they put in Joe Flacco? Can they win this game? That feels so far away from right now.
Ages ago.
Feels like so far away. But so, yeah, I mean, look, you will get into the playoffs, but it just, if you continue to handle business, but it
and
just.
If the Colts don't put in Sam Ehlinger.
Hey, at this point.
Right. Are they going to have an open tryout on the team?
Hey, they might. Hey, Sam, you're up.
And what kind of shot would that be for Anthony Richardson?
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be real.
Oh, man.
That would actually represent something
hey,
really
you come
interesting.
In. Me? No. Sam.
Not move out the way. No,
yeah, hey, the dude behind you. Get out the way.
That other guy.
That would
be looking like me.
I am thinking, though, a lot about this NFL, this current NFL, and it feels like we are shortening the window even further on opportunity to be successful.
Yep.
There's quite a few things, whether it's, you know, coached firings or players being benched, where it just feels like the time and opportunity for being successful before we actually respond has gotten so damn short.
They don't give you no time, man.
I thought it was
crazy. Arizona moved away from Josh Rosen. Now, that was the right. That was the right call, but man, this
could
work. Yeah, 1 year, that was it.
Well, let's get back to the Texans of this all, because this weekend was, I feel like, emotional. There's a roller coaster in it. You know, you got out there to a good lead against the Lions. You ultimately surrender that lead slowly over the course of the second half, and all of that, I think, took us away from some news that we got over the weekend. And that was Jonathan Alexander letting us know that this team had a players-only meeting.
Had a players-only meeting, which, by the way, I don't know how you guys feel. Anytime I hear, hey, they had a players-only meeting, my first gut reaction is, uh-oh. That's just not a good sign.
No, I mean, like, it's always, you don't have a players-only meeting just to discuss good things. Like, you're not just like, hey, players-only meeting. Hey, Jeff's birthday is on Friday. What are we doing, right? Like, are we putting together a party? Like, it's rarely anything like that. It's usually that there's something that has clearly gone awry or not been in the right space that you have to address. Now, it's always an interesting inflection point, because it could be that this is a pebble in the river, and the river of, you know, whatever the bad thing is continues, or it can be an inflection point. And I'm interested in how you feel like this one might have been for this Texas team. And it was a really interesting piece. I encourage you to read it from Jonathan Alexander. But I think one of the things it pointed to was also the fact that, in addition to becoming the captain that he ultimately did for one of the captains on the team, Joe Mixon is the leader on the offense right
now. Yes, he is. Now, when you hear players only meeting, as I said, my first reaction is, oh, no. Sometimes they can be a good thing. I don't remember a whole lot of them where it, like, flipped a switch and all of a sudden, you know, things start going well. But this was Jimmy Ward talking about it, and he actually indicated there might be another players-only meeting. This was after the game.
We already had, like, only players meet and told the coaches to leave, and just so all of it was about just staying together. Like, this, you know, this is playoff atmosphere. Like, this is how the game's gonna be, and we just gotta figure out a way to win. and we probably have another meeting too, and just try to, you know, jump on top of it and try to figure out the way, like, figure out, like, how can we fix the second half slump that we've been having.
Two players only meetings? Two?
That's always okay. That's always scary, man. Because I don't know if the players only meeting is to hold themselves accountable. Like, yo, we got to pick it up.
Yeah.
Or is it like, man, I don't know what this coaching staff doing. Well, we got to stick together. Yeah.
To me, it's a reflection of the locker room. You know, like guy, either guys, we've got to take this messaging. We've got to take this coaching. And we've got to, you know, embrace it and do this and that. Or, guys, it's us. You know, it's about us.
We got to look out for us.
Yes, exactly. So that's why I'm like,
I don't know what Bob, I mean, his coaching staff is doing, man.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, the tough part about this is, like, for one, obviously the idea of having another players meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you wonder, like, what is the return on investment? At what point does it cease being useful? Because it feels like the idea of a players-only meeting is to shock the system.
Yes.
Right? It is to say, hey, what we're doing is not good enough. We need to shift it. But I do appreciate that it's the players taking a level of accountability for what happens here in a tangible way. And not saying that when, you know, the likes of CJ gets up there and says that, you know, I believe this is on me and I'm accountable, whatever. I don't think that they are lying there. But, you know, it is good to see that fully translated to a point where these players are like, hey, man, we need to acknowledge what our role in this is and have start conversations about how we get to that. And if we're living up to, you know, what is called of us or what is asked of us.
Mm-hmm.
I know that somebody on the text line said hopefully it was an offensive line only meeting. And that's where it gets interesting, because the people that are pointed to in these things. Jimmy Ward, Azeez Al-Shaair says that, you know, they've kind of had that. But Joe Mixon is one of the big ones that, you know, is pointed to. People are, again, alluding to the Houston Chronicle piece that Jonathan Alexander wrote. It's apparently everybody kind of spoke to Joe Mixon's speech being impactful. It was real. It comes from the heart, according to Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I find it interesting that he comes in from the Cincinnati Bengals and is the one that, you know, with his veteran leadership and veteran status, is the one kind of speaking to this. I do wonder if his message lands on some of the places that we're thinking it needs to, especially on that offensive line.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where the gist of it came from, protecting C.J. Stroud and the offensive line. But not just that, because it has to do with, I think, not being able to score touchdowns in the second half of games.
Sure.
And that's where maybe it's like, guys, you know, Bobby is doing what Bobby does. Let's take it. But it's still on us. And I think...
Well, I mean, and one of the quotes that comes in the piece is really getting guys to understand that buying into what's being preached out there and what's being ran, it's up to us to make it shake. So, like, very much not just a, hey, man, Bobby's putting us in this position. It's like, if you need to buy in, and then you need to take what he is giving you and make it work.
Yeah. It also, there's been an array of players-only meetings over the years in various sports.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of them end well or for a good reason. But I think in this case, they're talking about, like, it's on us to do it. But it's not a good reflection on the coaches. Whenever there's a players-only meeting, it's really not a good reflection on the coaches to me.
That the message isn't landing.
Yeah. Because ultimately that's the coach's job.
In some regard, but like, I think there's an acknowledgement that this is a two-way street. And I think this is the fear that a lot of Texans fans, onlookers, what have you, have had about this team is like, and it I think it really is isolated in on the offensive line, but I mean, not to simply isolate them. Are they committed to what's happening here? Because that's kind of the language that's been used in all sorts of different avenues here, right? Are they committed? Are they bought in? Are they putting it on the line? Are they playing to the highest of their abilities or the highest of their efforts, right? Those are the kinds of tones that are used to talk about some of the players on this team. And again, this is another confirmation of that. And I think that's really the concerning part about all of this is like if it's not 10 weeks of football or at the point where the meeting has had 9 weeks of football and a meeting, at what point do you see that energy and that effort show up, you know?
Right. We've all had moments in our lives and people in our lives where you're trying to explain something and it just doesn't, they just don't get it, right? Whether you're putting together a shelf or explaining directions or whatever it is, and it just doesn't hit. They don't get it. At some point, that's on me. That's on me to explain it a different way. And so what I'm really talking about here is like, how many times have we heard D'Amico and Bobby Slowick say, we work on this every week. We've done this every week. We tell them what to do, and for whatever reason, it's not getting done. That might be the gist of how this players only meeting started, but at some point it's on them. They have to change the messaging to make it, you know, understandable.
And I agree with you there because like this is where it goes to like the fact that I studied communications in college, right? Which means I have
a degree.
But I also got a degree that a lot of people will laugh at, right? Communications, what is that? But when it comes to the mechanics of communication, mm-hmm. right, it is incumbent upon the communicator, not the communicatee, to get the message across. So I absolutely agree with you on that point. The problem for me is I am not certain that the person who is receiving the message is open to receiving the message, and I know that mm-hmm. that would make it a lot tougher. However, I think that you are right, especially when we come back to what we've noticed with this Texas team is that it feels like change comes slower.
Mm-hmm.
And so it feels like this is another instance where the change in the way that message gets in there might be necessary, and it might be coming, but it might be happening just a little too slow to see the effects of the change.
Yeah, but 5 players, 6 players on the line not getting it? Is that on the players? Is that, a them problem? Or is that on the messenger?
That's a good question.
5 guys, 6 guys?
It's a good question.
You know?
But then we also talk about the dynamics of the room and the mentality of all these things. It feels like, as much as we would like to make it a one or the other, it feels like a combination of all those things. Mm-hmm. But players only meeting, I think you saw a level of focus and, energy in the first half of that game, but it felt like it waned a little bit.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that'd be interesting, and especially if there's another players-only meeting coming. Like, how often is this going to have to happen, especially once you come up on these next 3 weeks of easier games? Mm-hmm. If that remains necessary, that'd be a real concern. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is it's time for our question of the day. Is there nothing that can be done to stop visiting fans from taking over NRG Stadium? All right, question of the day. What is your best solution for stopping the takeovers at NRG? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.